Praise the Lord.
Nalangin ng Diyos.
It is an absolute marvelous blessing that we can be here.
Sa kagatugid ka rin ang panalangin ng niya sa katawag.
We are very privileged to see all.
Doon ay ako na pabilihin po para kanila na makita ka na po kanan.
We are bringing greetings from the Czech Republic in Europe.
O gandala sa mga pangumot sa gitan sa Czech Republic sa Europa.
There's brethren asking and praying for you and fasting. So you see only few of us, but there is many more.
Daghan kayo ang nagampo o nagpamamuyo para lang sa ako hindi karon. Daghan din sila.
Praise the Lord. And I was very encouraged today with the songs.
Oh, dalasin siya, nalipay siya sa atong mga alam ito.
I like the presentia.
Oh, sa atong presentia, o sa presentia sa Diyos.
Amen, the presence of the Lord.
Atasin siya sa Ginoo.
And I was encouraged because many churches and people desire, using the name of the Lord, many other things, but not the presence of the Lord.
Oh, daghan ko sa mga katigungan niya, murang wala gayon ang presensya sa Diyos.
But if you are desiring the presence of the Lord, you are touching the very heart of God.
Pero kung ikaw nagtinguha sa presensya sa Diyos, mabati din mo siya.
So you hear that and we are in the right place.
Para ko lang itong pagpatalin mo o pagkisandulot sa presensya sa Diyos, kini mo ang tuatok makadapin.
So thank you for having us. I'll give you a little testimony. There's so many things to share, so many testimonies. I'm sure someone will share. Yesterday, God was very merciful in the hospital, but I did it with somebody else.
I'll have one little bit of a hospital.
But I will share a little testimony about my life, because I was not born Christian, I was not born holy. I was actually born a believer. And I was born and brought up as a very persuaded unbeliever. Of course there is no God. Maybe that's not common in the Philippines, but in my country, with a communist background, they call us there's no God. But now we know God revealed, I want to make a long story short, revealed himself to me and showed me that he exists.
Yes, I met some
people and they introduced me to God and I realized He exists. And I remember I knew there is a God and God and I wanted to be born again and I knew I need to go somewhere and pray the prayer to be born again.
Oh, kasi ano pa yung idea? Natingo na ako siya, kamay mo siya matawag ako sa. Oh, natingo ako ng mga ako, yun
kasi. I read a little book and I understood these basic principles.
Oh, the palit ng libro, yun na to sa mga kung sa mga prinsipyo niya.
So I was visiting with some Christians and they told me there's a meeting nearby where you can go and pray and get paid.
Okay, so siya sa mga totoo niya gihagat ko siya dunay tigong dito na direkto kayo.
So we set a ride, we set a little motor bike and we were heading, it was about, I don't know, 15-18 kilometers somewhere there.
Oh, nandito ngayon sila, mga sila ang totoo. Mga kinsiyo, kinsiyo, sa mga kilometro ko sa pili ka.
The only problem was that when we sat on the motorbike, we realized it's empty, and you opened it, and it was suddenly empty, and you could see it empty, there's no fuel.
Oh, ang ginagawa ka siya, di ho, no, gawa naman niya, hindi gasolina.
So I'll be riding that bike.
Oh. Yeah.
And, so I said, well, okay, we can leave it next time, but the sister was so frustrated, she says, no, we will lay hands on the bike and we will pray for it.
Oy! Amen!
Sure. So, I say, you pray.
Oh,
you pray, Lord, we need to go to this meeting for Martin to get saved, so I pray that you would fill up the bike and we can go.
I'm
not even saved, you know what I mean? But I said, sure, amen. She said, sit on the bike. I sit on the bike. She started the bike, and there we go, 50 kilometers there and 50 kilometers back. So the Lord really wanted me to get saved. So when it was not my hotel, I went home to my hometown. And I said, oh, what do I do now, being saved? I suppose I need to have a church. So I look around. Oh, there's one. It's a big one. It has a big bell. So there I go. And I met there somebody from the school. So we joined, and I was glad. Yes, now I have the brethren. And they used to
say,
"Oh, so I'm there. So they did all the liturgy and all these things. It was a Catholic church. And I find out, where are you? So I left the church and I'm talking to this girl from the school. I said, hey, this is not, that's not him. Two hours ago I thought so, but now, no, that's not it. So I was a Catholic for 2 hours. Then I said, I was kind of searching, and I found some other people in some other city. Now I'm more careful, you know. So I asked them, are you Christians? And they say, yes, we go to this church. It was an evangelical church. We use Bible and we are Christians. And I said, I had this experience that God touched me and, you know, I was born again. And I said, yes. Okay, that must be my deal. So I was evangelical for some time. And I'm there, and it was good for a little season. But then it was like, that's it. Somebody was talking to me and said, you need to be baptized in the Holy Ghost and have gifts. And so I told my evangelical friends, hey, we need to be baptized in the Holy Ghost and have gifts. Alright. So I went and I told the other friends, I said, hey, be careful, there are no gifts. And he said, yes, look, it's in the Bible. So I went back to the evangelical and said, hey, it is, look, it's in the Bible.
Dibalik kepada evangelikan itu pak, oh kita kita kerja Biblia.
Well, to make a long story short, I got baptized in the Holy Ghost and I got gifts. I was speaking in tongues and had some gifts.
Oh, mukul anak tu itu ya. Nah, waktu semua kita sesuatu yang dahulu nak baca pun cek dah mana tak? Oh, nak sok di cek dan kalau tidak, ingat pilih dulu nak.
And somehow I wasn't evangelical anymore.
Oh,
I was.
Walak nasi ada evangelical. Ya semua. Dan ini langsung apa tahun?
Jelas ya. I was flat.
Tak pernah lagi.
So, oh, all right.
Okay.
So I'm there, and I knew there's.
Oh, nah, ini hebat loh sih, nggak nafsu kita kan.
So, now I'm Pentecostal.
Oh, sekarang sih, Pentecostal apa?
And I say, all right. So, what is the thing God really desires? Where are we supposed to go?
Oh, usah dengan saya nak, usah mengajar dan bil, usah mengikuti itu semua saja. Oh, usah mengajar dan bil, usah jual satu jenama ya, apa itu?
So I'm asking the people, I'm saying, what is the desire? And they said, this is it. You say, speak in tongues, and evangelize other people. That's it.
Oh, bermakna ketika pusingan itu pusingan saya bermakna apa? Oh, nanti, nanti lawan anak yang datang, oh mungkin dia.
So I said, what's the purpose?
Yang ini saya cuma, tapi yang ini,
there's none. So when will I meet God?
Asa mangkono yung makita ang Gino?
When you die?
Kung mamatay na ka, makita pa rin mo ang Gino?
I said, can I do something to die sooner?
Makahimo ba siya kung matay siya sa'yo?
I said, no, it's suicide. It's wrong. You go to hell.
Ah, hindi din maya kung mapakamatay ka, kayo ka mapakasimpirno.
And I said, well, actually, I don't want to die, but isn't there any written closeness or anything there? Is it, this is it? What about, you know, I'm still struggling with some sins. How can I get rid of it?
Well, baka yun kini, ako yun mo nakalipos ako. Kung siya baka yun din, abay kasiguruan, baka yun kini.
Well, we all struggle with sins, you know, and yes, we're not perfect, and God is not really close, but when you die, you will be delivered.
Oh, mabay kini, magkantos ka na, mao na dagat ka ngayon sa puni mo, na pagka mamatay ka.
So, I will for a while.
Oh, busa, dito kini ang isa sa Pentecostal sa Makasyo.
And then God gave me this message of hope.
Oh, gitagamit siya o mensahe diya sa paglaw.
Maybe you wanna call it the message of kingdom.
Tingali dili mo kini matawa og mensahe diya sa Inglesia.
I don't know how what name you want to give it, but for me it's a message of hope.
Ang mga pungusan na inalang mo itawag nini, but kaya para sa niya, bagay kini ang mensahe sa paglaw.
Because I know that God has much higher and much greater purpose and calling for you now.
So kaya rin ba siya na ang Diyos na nagkatuyuan o kung na siya itawag na matagos ka lang ito karoon.
And I knew that, yes, this is the God I met. This is the God who filled the bike, or however he did it, oh. That he wanted me to be saved because he wanted to be with me.
Oh, yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm out here. Okay, and Dios, no, que yo sea, pero la verdad es que tú me secular, maluas, y tú.
He said, I want to be and talk in you and walk with you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying that. Yeah.
You know, in John 3:13, I believe.
Yes, Juan 3:6,
it says, the Son of God who is in heaven.
Ang anak sa Diyos, nana sa mga langit.
And he was telling them why he was standing with the disciples and the people.
Oh, nagasubli siya. Ngano nga nagasimtong siya diya? Taliwala sa mga tingunan sa katawahan.
So when Jesus says that he is in heaven, while he was with them, the heaven is not up there.
Ubusa, si Ginoong Isos na tuwa sa langit, naasa niya katawahan, kaya wala pa ng langit ang langit dito.
The heaven is among us.
Ang langit, ni ara, hindi ka nato.
Alright, one of the things we are singing was about the presence of the Lord.
Atong giawit, na doon ay mga kilitok dito na,
But then you are also singing a song then I will go on. If I fail, if I fail, I want to go on.
Sa point gila dito kasi sa mga reason lain nga kung ako po na mamatay, makakumutan ko na yun.
Where do we want to go on? What is it?
Kung naman ibot, pasagot ko na rin ang ayaw.
Oh, that's what to. What is it? I want to go on. Where are you going?
Kung sa magulong na, kung sa magulong.
You know, if you are lost in a city and you have a little map and you ask someone, excuse me, can you show me your way?
Kung mawala ko nung kapasada natin, bungita ka o papa niya mangunta na kung magpapakita ka sa atang pinon.
And they say, sure. But what is their first question?
Asa may unang pangutan na kung may sabihin niya.
What is their first question?
Where are you going?
Where are you going?
Yeah, where am I going?
Asa man kupainon? O yung unang pangutan na?
We will surely show you the way if you tell us where do you want to go? Amen.
Ipakita ko siya ang mga alas kung mga panag at asa. Pumusulti ka kung asa ka painon.
So if I tell them, well, I want to go to the main train station.
Oh, kung mayroon siya, asa sa painon niya ang tao diya sa train station, sa new station.
Then they say, okay, and this is the way to get there.
Oh, matubag yan sa, oh, mayroon siya, oh, maunay ang dalan kayo dito.
And they look at him and say, I would like this way.
Oh, mayroon siguro kung adik kumuha nga hindi nga dalan.
I don't want to go to the right, I will go to the left.
Adik, di kumanda dito sa to, adik po din sa wala.
It's much nicer.
Kaya mas maayon din sa wala.
And I said, sir, you surely can go to the left, but you will not get what you wanted to get.
Okay, master, mas ka dito, pero digi ka kato dito.
So first, you have to choose where you want to go.
Primero, magpili ika kasa ka gusto mo ito.
But then, the journey is given. The road is given.
O pagkaman yan na, ihatag ka na ito ang dala.
Amen?
Amen.
So if you want to go and get into the fullness in God,
kung gusto ka mato, magpatulog ka diya sa Ginoo,
God already gave us a map.
Ang Ginoo, naghatag na siya sa mapa na.
Amen?
Amen.
You want to go into the fullness? Is there anybody here?
Gusto ka mo mato sa pagkatulog?
Yes?
Amen.
Can I see your hands? Yes? Okay, if you want to go to the fullness, I'll show you the map that God gave us.
Kung gusto mo mato sa pagkatulog, ako ipakita ka niya ang mapa. So, asa kini.
Let's go to Exodus.
Ato pa sa Exodus Biblia na Bisaya sa bag. Bisaya na Biblia sa bag.
In Exodus 25, God commanded to Moses to build him a sanctuary. To build him a tabernacle.
Sa Kapitulo 25, ang Diyos nagmando kang Moses na magpupog siya ang tabernacle.
Amen. And why was the tabernacle built?
O na naman nga pagkatukulong ng tabernacle.
It's in verse 8, 25a.
Hallelujah.
And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them.
O pagbuhaton, mo sila ug usa ka balaang puloy-anan, alang kan ako aron ako magapuyo sa taliwala nila.
Amen.
Amen.
So the whole purpose is that God says, I want to dwell among them.
Yes.
Diyan sa ulay nga propesya nga nagasulti kita ang Ginoo nga gusto siya nga magpuyo diha sa tung taliwala.
So he said that the whole purpose for the tabernacle was not just for the priests to get visited, but to come to the place of holy of holies to meet with the Lord.
Ang katuyuan din ng pagkabuhaton ng tabernacle, hindi lamang kung sumakaparihan along sa pagtrabaho din ha, kung hindi nga along kayo sa pagpakitagbo sa presensya sa Diyos.
Amen? Presensya. Amen. And this is a picture of the tabernacle from Exodus 25 and the consequent question.
Mabilis ang larawan sa Exodus kapitulo 26 ko nila ibuwag ang tabernakulo.
Alright, so this is the tabernacle, the whole picture.
Mawakini ang tabernakulo, ang tinutubog ang tinlarawan.
And the purpose was to get into this very place.
Ang mawakatuyo ang tabernakulo, ang pagsulot kayo diha sa pinakabalaan na dapit.
And if you take the guitar, you can stay there as well. So, this is the altar floor. This is the altar floor.
What can you say on the gawas ng labahin?
This here is called the holy place.
What can you say on balaan ng labahin?
And this is the holy of holies.
Oh. Kiningamay si Mawakini siya ang pinakabalaan.
Alright. And when God was giving instructions, He started from the Holy of Holies.
Sa diyan naghatag ni Eskatura ang Diyos, dinagin siya nagsugod sa
because He
said, ng pinakabalaan.
He said, build me the sanctuary that I can meet with them.
Tungon kay ningon siya nga buhati ako ninyo kuloyan ang aron ako makikagbo sa ninyo.
So here, in the Holy of Holies, is the people where God dwells.
Hindi napita sa pinakabalaan na dapit na hindi ang katawan sa Diyos sa gabuyo.
And the furniture, I will make it simple. I don't know, David, if you, there is no space for showing the picture of this, right? We can do it later, maybe if you
project it up there.
Yeah. You can project it up there or somewhere. I'm losing the meantime here somehow. This is the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant represents the presence of the Lord. The Lord meeting with the people.
Sining ang sa tukon mawkini ang nagpakita sa presensya sa Diyos diin siya makikagbo sa iyong katawan.
The Lord is actually desiring to be with us in fullness.
Ang Diyos ngayon nagatinguha ngayon nga magapuyo binibigin nato o aron sa pagpuno ka nato.
This is only a picture, but this is the destination. Okay. So the calling the Lord has for us is that, and now I will say sentence which would get me out of churches already. And it says, God wants us to be like Him.
Ang tawagin sa Diyos ka nato, sa kita na iyan ang katawahan na may sama kayo ka niya.
Do you believe it?
Nagtawag ka niya?
Yes. Do you believe we can be holy as God is holy?
Nagtawag mo na may mga balaan sa Diyos na ito balaan?
Even before we die. Even before we die.
Isang ka sa wala pa kita malamatay.
God is actually saying, be ye holy as I am holy.
Kaya ang Diyos na ganoon nga, magmabalaan ka mo, tangay na ko balaan.
Amen?
Amen.
And if God is saying, be holy, do you think it's possible?
Sa pag-ingon sa Diyos nga, magmabalaan ka mo, posible ba kini nga may tabo?
Would God ask you to do something which is impossible?
Kung ang Diyos mag-sulti, mag-sugok sa ninyo, impossible ba kini?
No. So what it's commanding you, it says, be holy as I am holy, in the same way I am holy, it's possible, it's available.
Kung ang Diyos ngayon ka, kanato nga, magmabalaan ka mo kaya kumbalaan, mahimok ka na sa Diyos.
Hallelujah!
Makain mo sa pagbalaan.
I can be delivered from my sins.
Yes. Amen.
I can be delivered from my iniquities.
Mahimong maigawas kita gikan sa ato mga pagkakasala.
I can be healed from my infirmities.
O mahimong maaayo kita.
My thinking can be clean.
Mahimong ato mga pagkakasala mabago o mamahilo.
When I say word, it'll be the word.
We will be walking here. And as Philip was asking Jesus and said, Jesus, show me Father.
Si Felipe,
and Philip said, Peter, Jesus said, Philip. Look at me, and you will see Father. Or when John sent from prison his friends to ask Jesus, are you the one? Are you Jesus? Jesus didn't give him some theological explanation. He says, all right, spend one day with me. And they said, yes, the blind see, the gospel is preached, he is the one. We should be able to say the same thing. When they ask us and say, all right, show me God. We should say, all right, spend your day with me.
Amen.
And you will see.
Makita ninyo.
Because if you look at me, you want to know how God is. Look at me. Or in better words, look at us. If you see us, the way we move, this is how God is. Can you say today? Not sure, huh? We still have a journey to go, don't we,
brother?
But we have to understand that God is giving us glimpses. He's giving us a little bit to see and understand. It's possible, it's available.
Pero ang atong buhay ng Diyos ang pakita ng Diyos sa mga uglarawan. Aron niya kita makaita, makita sa Diyos kanya.
Amen. Posible. So God is here telling us, when you reach the place, you will be walking like me.
Well, kaya mo ako yung kanya, kaya mo ang matapit.
Hallelujah. Do you desire to be walking with God in every moment?
Hallelujah. Kaya mo ang makita na makikipuban sa Diyos.
Do you desire to have His presence all the time? Do you desire to have your mind clean of every rubbish of the world? Do you desire to have the heart full of compassion and have the power to help? Do you want to be free from jealousy?
Yes.
Do you want to be free from envy? Do you want to be free from fear? Do you want to be free from anger?
Oh, yes.
This is what God has for His people. Some people say that God will bless you with riches and with many cars and big houses. What do I do with it? What do I do with riches and many cars and big houses? When they were asking Peter, or when he was coming to the temple and asking for silver and cash, what did he reply? Silver and gold, I have not. But what I have, I'll give you. Stand up and walk. Brethren, silver and gold we don't have. But the word of God, you stand up and walk.
Apan sa pulong sa Dios,
God is asking you to stand up and walk uprightly.
Oh, wala ka na diya sa pagkamatarong.
Hallelujah. And the journey to get there is only one.
So, para patulong din ni Usada.
There are different furnitures the priest had to go through before he reached the Holy of Holies.
Dagdag pa kayong mga dalamiton din ha, ang sa kapalaya at sa magandahos na rin.
There was a brazen altar.
Natin na sa outer court ang brazen altar.
Okay. So the brazen altar, maybe we'll see a picture somewhere soon, one day. Let's continue in the meantime. So the brazen altar represents almost. It's not brazen altar, is it? It's your family. try to shoot it here.
I thought we'd bring another the white one. The white one over here, right here.
All right, you can do that. All right. Yes, even his family is on the journey. Alright, over here. Kind of. Do you see that it is a little bit?
No.
Huh? You just speak up. Possibly, but the closer it is, the better for the resolution. All right, so this is the brazen altar, and it's here.
Okay, Monatia and brazen altar.
Okay, so what was happening here, by the way, if it's brazen, it's out of brass.
Kung ginawa ka na siya o brazen, bronze na siya.
And if it's brass, brass represents judgment.
Bronze siya ay nagpatayag siya na o nagpresent sa paghukom.
What was happening here, the animals were changed from a cow to steak.
Kailan mo malapit kung magdala ka niya sa baka na mahin mo na siyang abo?
Yeah, from a cow to steak. The cow became the meat.
Steak?
Yes.
Beef.
So the cow becomes beef. Okay? Beef steak. Yes. So you have the animals being sacrificed on the brazen altar.
They are mga mananap ida sacrifice.
They don't have their will anymore. The animal doesn't have the will anymore.
Wala na sila sa sakala ilang kumpon wala na.
Out here, they are walking as they wanted a cattle.
Dia sa gawas pa, makahimo sila sa bisan unsa. Ilang pagkabuhan pa sila pagkabut nila dia sa sunod.
But when they were brought in, they were killed.
Pagkabut nila sa sunod, wala na sila mahimo.
And they became a food. They became a meat.
Pagkabut nila sa sunod, ipanukba sila.
It represents the experience of being born again. So the first step to be able to get into the fullness is to be born again. Amen. God, you know, many other religions are telling you that you should change this and change that.
Daghan mga nagkadaiya ng mga relihiyon nga daghan mga patakaran nga kailangan usabonin mo kana, usabonin mo kini.
It's telling me that you know, if you do this good and this good, you go to heaven. But God is saying you will not get to heaven by doing good things. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Alright. So you will get to the fullness by dying.
So makabuhat na kalito, sila ang gusto nung siya kalito.
But not to die naturally.
So kailangan na yung mamatay ka, pero di mamatay.
But dying,
sa natural na pagkamatay.
To the old man.
Kundi di mamatay ang imong daan na pagkatao.
Amen?
Amen.
Well, how does the scripture say? I have to get smaller and he has to get bigger. This is in English.
Sa Biblia na kita mag-alang pagkaupo o siya mag-alang pagkataas.
So God actually will treat us in this very moment, and it's very violent. He will treat us in a way that he will slay our lives.
So did he dia pagkaupo sa record kikinahan lang niya doon lang yun.
You know, the experience, if you didn't have the experience of crying to God and say, God, save my life, you are not born again and you have to be born again.
Nagkikinahanglan ngayon nga may tatlo kina sa mga kinabuhi aron sa pagpakatao sa usa.
In John chapter 3,
diya sa libro sa Juan kapitulo 3,
there is Nicodemus talking to Jesus.
Nagdiri si Nicodemo na kikistorya sa tong Ginoo,
and he had the knowledge. Many people these days, they have knowledge, religious knowledge.
Dili sa atong panahon, daghan mga tao nga ano na kahibalo, may tungod sa mga relihiyon.
So it's 3:1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him.
Then is the versículo 1 magsugod sa inyong dili. O siya sa katawang sa mga Pariseo, piyan ang sinitudin mo ang napunuhan sa mga Hudyo. Ito wala ang metod na ito sa taklan sa Diyos. Kung mingon ka niya, Rabbi, kami na sayo kung ikaw mo ay sa kamagutod na magigikan sa Diyos. Kaya wala kayo magkahimo na yung mga milag mo na yung ipangbuhan. Gawas lang ang Diyos na nauban ka niya.
He has the knowledge. Well, Jesus, he didn't give him a theological answer, but said, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Oh, in the versículo 3, nitubas si Ginoong Jesus, na di lang basta-basta ang pagkatubas, kundi rin siya minom. Sa pagkatino, magayon na kung kanimo, gawas ko ang tao, higaanap ako sa dili siya magkakita sa kinharian sa Diyos.
But Nicodemus is thinking natural, you know, in the same way, when we say you have to die, people think it's natural. So when they say you need to be born again, he was thinking natural.
Oh, sa diyan nabati, kini Nicodemus, ang kunahuna sa isa tao, hanong yung panghunahuna. Ay, ang itong malandungan ng Isus, kini Ginoong Isus.
And he says, how can I be born again? How can I go back to the mother's womb?
Oh, nagkanayon siya, sa malato pagpagkatapag ko sa, mabalik pala yung pagtaguan ka sa kong ginahan.
And Jesus answered in verse 5, and he said, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of a water and of a spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
Oh, ito bang nausap si Ginoong Isus kaniya, sapagkatinoon, panginoon ako kanimo. Gawas ko ng tao ay ganas sa tubig o sa Espiritu, hindi siya makasulot sa kinharian sa Diyos.
So the first experience is to be born again.
Kung mabay ko niya, ang unang amay tapos, kinabuhi sa tao. Kinabuhi sa tao pag-usap.
It is that you have to realize that you are a sinner. And if you are a sinner, there is nothing on earth you can do to get to heaven. Except of refusing your own life and getting born again. And this is the beginning of the journey. That you submit to Jesus and say, Lord, now you take over. Forgive me and I live my life. And now I submit to you and I become a child of yours. Little baby, like born baby. And you are just now started the journey when you are born again. If you are not born again, you run to the Lord and ask Him to forgive you and get saved. You can find one of the elders here and you can pray and ask the Lord to forgive you and get you saved. But you don't get saved and then you are all saved. You get saved because it's the first step of a journey to get you to
fullness.
Okay, what is the next step? Let's say it's the brazen labor. We see the brazen labor here, if you can make it a little bigger.
Yeah, brazen labor.
So, what was happening? What was happening in the tabernacle? The priest went, and after working with the animal, he washed himself into the brazen labor. So he was, there was a water. There was a water there. And it's still brazen. Every furniture on the outer court is brazen. Presents the judgment. So the brazen laver is now speaking about baptism. Okay. So how many baptisms do we have? The Bible says in Hebrews, there is only one baptism.
Amen.
You know the scripture? It says there is one God and one baptism. So there is no way you can be having more than one baptism. Because the same book speaks about baptism in the water. It speaks about baptism in the Holy Ghost. It speaks about baptism in the body of Christ. Alright, so how come the Bible speaks about all these different baptisms while there's only one?
ang Biblia na nagkakayon man ang nagkakulti manapusa lamang sa pagbunyag.
It is because it is only one baptism represented on three different levels.
O kini maong bunyag na isgutan din inagaisgut kini o tulo ka matang sa pagbunyag.
Let's look at the word baptism.
Ato tanahon ang pulo na ba pagbunyag.
What is the word meaning? What's the meaning of the word?
Kung sa may bot pasabot ni nila ang pulo na.
What is the meaning? Any idea? It's a religious word. So, do you use it any other time than in the Bible? Than in the church?
Oh, kini maong magpulongan, kinalang nga makuang kibidiyan sa pinagpigo ko sa simbahan.
You do, but you don't know about it.
Ato ko ang pinindi po, ang pinawala na kita matakabot din eh.
You have a piece of meat, and you tell your wife, can you put the meat and baptize it into water?
Oo, na ako nang meron sa ka, hiruwa sa kanin niya, may kasi mga sawa. Baptis mo rin rin.
Yes, you have something, and you say, what do I do with it? Well, baptize, you have a cloth, a dirty cloth, and the wife says, baptize it into water and leave it there for a while.
Tingnan eh, na ay, hodo ba nga, kundi yan, eh, huwag mo lang na tiyan, makadyos po.
You know, so the baptism in Greek really is immerse.
Pusa, ngayon ay, ang baptismo kayo doon ang pagbunyag, kailangan din ang ilupong ngayon.
It's not only half of it.
Dili lamang kay katungan lang.
It's not sprinkling.
Dili lang kay kisik-kisikan lang.
You have to be immersed the whole thing under water. Hallelujah. There's many clear truths in the Bible that you have to go the whole thing under water.
Okay, lamang ngayon nga, ilupong kayo ng tanan.
Amen. Because there is only one baptism. It's the same principle. You don't want to be sprinkled by Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
You want just a little bit of Holy Ghost. You want the fullness. When you are immersed, the water is all around you.
Amen.
The water is around you, and it's below you, above you, left and right, and front and back, and it's all there. But, in the same principle, when you are baptized in the Holy Ghost, you are also immersed. A fullness of Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost is left, right, above you.
Oh, sa diapon. Sa diapon, magulayan ka sa Espiritu Santo. Mahumol ka kayo. Beta na ay na ang diapon mo. Sama sa tubig.
So the first dimension, after you are born again, you ask a brother, brothers, elders, somebody, to baptize you in the water.
O busa di ay, humal ka diha. Mataw pagkawasan, mag-ngita na po siya.
And the next thing is, you ask Jesus to baptize you in the Holy Ghost. Amen?
Amen.
And then, according to Corinthians 12, you ask the Holy Ghost to baptize you into the body of Christ.
Oh, biasa mana Korinto tu sih? Hanya orang pada Kristus Santo mereka pakai penyegar. Alang selawat di Kristus.
Some people have the sprinkling mentality.
Dona pemain lubang mengatau, nggak ingin aku menahu nakku tu boleh tetap kisik-kisik.
You know, it's a little bit of water.
Gajol tak hilang tu, bi? Kayak mahal aku.
I still remain myself.
I'm
dry. You know, I'm still standing there. But if you are baptized in the water, you are totally wet. You lose the control, don't you? The elders, they kind of take you down to the water and up. You don't go and baptize yourself.
And it's very important that the whole thing is under the water.
That
there is not a part sticking out.
We had
one brother, we were baptizing one brother, it was winter and we didn't have any other place, only a bathtub.
Oy, natural ko sa ina.
And the brother is about this high. Something like brother here. And the bathtub is smaller. It's long Peter.
Yeah.
Yes. And he's also big. Yeah. So we are baptizing him into the bathtub. And when we baptize him, we put the head under the water. And the knees come out. On the other side. So we go back and turn right and we put the knees. The head comes out. So I said, alright, praise the Lord. You have to be under the water. It's very important for your life. So one brother goes on one side, I go on the other side. And while he puts the head down, I put the knees down. He was baptized. It was not only a religious exercise, being legalistic about it. We wanted to make a point for his life.
Oh God.
And say, it is, you have to be in the whole thing. You have to be in. Amen. And then, with the Holy Ghost, when you are baptized with the Holy Ghost, God is not going to give you just a little bit. He will want you to be fully in. And then, when you are baptized into the body of Christ, which is the fullness of baptism, you cannot be partly in the body and partly out. You are either in or out. Show me a member of my body which is partly in and partly out. It's like the famous question somebody was asking this lady and said, are you pregnant? And she said, well, kind of. You cannot be kind of pregnant. You either are or you are not. Amen. The same way in my member of my body, I cannot say it's kind of. Either it's part of my body or it's not. Either it is part of my body or it's not part of my body. You know, if my leg pains me, I cannot leave it on the room and come here without it. Yes. If my body moves, every member of my body moves.
So,
if you are baptized by the Holy Ghost in your body, you must be fully immersed into the body. And then as the body moves, amen, you move along with the body. It's impossible if you are baptized
that you would be doing your own thing.
So, imposible ngayon nga ikaw ang opisuhan niya pagkakabot ka kung nagtataliya na kahit na.
Also, some people were asking me, oh, or asking the brethren, I was not aware of those baptisms when I was baptized in the water.
Tingali, tuloy siya ang mga huwag akong magkasabot at kung iba nung mga baptismohan na pagkakabot.
I didn't know there's a Holy Ghost.
Oh, wala ka ba makipalaw? Wala pa ay Espiritu Santo.
And the question is, so, what were you baptized in when there is only one baptism?
Oh, kusa, mawala sa kapamunta na sa usa manaygan na pagbunyag na bunyagan.
And the brethren says, well, we were baptized into salvation.
Oh, ako sa katawan mo, ito ba siguro, sa kaiksoon niyo,
But the Bible says there's only one baptism.
Apan ang Biblia ay kanayon nga dunay usa lamang sa pagbunya.
Yes, and it says, if you didn't know fullness of baptisms, you are not baptized.
Kung mahibalong ka lang na dunay kinatibukan kayo sa pagbunya, na wala pag hindi ay ka magbunya din.
Many people were baptized into, let's say, Baptist church.
Doon ay ilag sa mga tao karoon nga nabunyagan sa Bizantin kasama sa nabunyagan sa Timbaan.
They were even immersed under water.
Paglubong yabot niya pagbunyag ang ilang gibuhan.
But that's not the baptism God is speaking about.
Pero hindi ko yung taon ang buhay sa buhay sa isang pininig.
It is a ritual to become the part, a part of the church.
So kinahanan ngayon nga
yes, it's like my children, they are playing baptism sometimes. Yeah, it's a game, they baptize each other, and you know, it doesn't make them baptized. It makes them wet. If you are baptized in the Baptist church or any other church, it didn't make you baptized, it makes you a member of a Baptist church. I remember about 18 years ago, Brother Justine was in our living room of one of the brothers, and he was explaining this.
Nakatulong siya sa nakatulong niya naman ikaw natong si Joseph mahilin mo yung ito sa iyong usakaiksoon.
And many people were baptized in the Baptist Church and Apostolic Church by then.
O napakabot sa naitong sa pagbunya sa nakatayang simbahan.
And they were asking him, are you saying we should be baptized again?
O, namunta na mga kaitulan na ito sa pagbunyag kung amayan pa silang bunyagan pag-usap?
No.
Ngayon si Brother Joseph.
What I'm saying is that you need to be baptized.
Ngayon siya na, dili na, alako lang ngayon nga gikinahanglan pa kayo sa pagbunyagan.
Amen? So, if you are born again,
kung ikaw meron na tao na pag-usap,
and you are moving by this labor, you need to make sure that your baptism was right. You need to make sure you understand that the baptism is not a man to come into church, but it's to go the whole way with Jesus.
In fact,
the apostles came and they were speaking about the Holy Ghost and they were asking the brethren, do you know about the Holy Ghost and the gifts? And they said, we didn't even know that there was a baptism, that there was a Holy Ghost given. And Paul said, oh, so how were you baptized in the water then? If you don't know there was a Holy Ghost given, how come you were baptized? And they were telling him, well, we were baptized by the John's baptism into repentance. And he says, ah, you're Baptist. And he says, let me give you and explain you.
Okay.
And he gave them the gospel and says, and those who believe, he baptized in the water, not again, even though they were baptized before, but at the baptism, but he baptized them now, the real thing. Amen. And then they received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And then they were slowly, step by step, immersed by the Holy Ghost into the body of Christ. Hallelujah. So let's reject the mentality of sprinkling. Let's reject the mentality of partialism.
Amen.
I'm partly in and partly out. I'm partly following Jesus and partly living in a world. I'm partly with the body, but partly I'm not with the body. I am Baptist, but I'm a little bit sprinkled with this kingdom word. God is requiring you to be immersed, be fully in, covered. When my wife, she used to be Catholic. When she was baptized in the water, God required her, before she's baptized, to fully renounce any participation with the Catholic Church. And she had a great persecution by the parents, by the family. They were coming to her and threatening her to kick her out of the house. They were bringing her money not to do it. So, by the baptism, you are not already in, but you are also out.
Kung pinamin ang Diyos sa bautismo na may mura kang huwag ka mag-iapon, pwede sulod, nabubad, gawas ko.
You are making clear declaration that you are coming to a different world.
Pinamin nga mag-deklarar kayo ka sa mga kagalingon nga anhan agad ka diha.
Bible says that with baptism, you are dying with Christ.
Ang Biblia nag-ingon nga pinaagin niini bang bunyag,
you know, you are
namatay na kita sa magalingon o para na kita kang Kristo.
You are fully under water and the world out there is gone.
So, nailaom naman ka sa tubig, wala na gayon ang kalibutan ng mga paagi.
Have you been to swimming pool?
Kinsa may nakaasa na swimming pool?
Or beach or whatever?
O sa
pangalikuan na.
You have your head up and you hear all the noise. Everything happening and noises and
iblaso na ba sa tubig niya, ni mungulong na araw niya, magandang pagbisagong sa lang niya sa gawa.
And you put your head under the water.
Pero kung imong ipuntan, imong ulo, ilang sa tubig.
And you switch it off.
O niya, samara-samara di off ba?
Yeah, that's it. It's left there. And in the same way, Jesus says in baptism, you die with Christ to the world and church systems. In a hole, then you will be with him resurrected into another life. Not necessarily up there somewhere when we die, but now for another life. So the baptism is saying goodbye to the old life and saying, yes, I make a declaration, I receive a new life now.
Ang baptism na ay goodbye, babay na sa daan ng kinabuhi, o karoon ako ng pagandawa sa mga sakapat ng kinabuhi.
Yeah, amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. These are the first very important steps we have to make, but still, we are on the outer court.
Bawin ko rin ang unang gimuluhato sa tao, diya sa gawa ng kinabuhi.
We can be on the outer court as a person, or even as a church.
Hindi sa outer court, mahimong makita na sa katao o sa sulod o sa gawa.
I told you I received the Lord and I was looking for a church and the Catholic, it's not even on the outer court. You know, it's outside. The Catholic Church is not even speaking about salvation.
Sa Katoliko, wala gayon bisan paghimpun na lang may tawag sa kaluwasan.
So it's outside.
Gawas nun ang gihapon sila, ang tagawas ang gihapon ang ilang way of life, ang ilang pagkis kanya buhay.
Amen? You are not even starting the journey, you are not even living on the outer court.
Ora ang ilang kanya buhay, sama lamang sa walay kabaguhan.
There are some churches who made a step and they are at least preaching salvation.
O kung ba yung banya pag sulod niya o pagkis sila masanong yun sila sa ito na minsay sa Ginoo.
There are other churches who moved on and they are preaching that you need to be baptized and immersed.
Kung ba yung banya na niya ano yung magawa eh na pagpunya pagpunya po dahil sila.
There are some churches who are even preaching that you should be baptized in the Holy Ghost.
Wala po yung banyang simbahan na sa diyang pumanagwan eh, hakitong ganyan ka na ginang mabubunya ganyan ka diya sa Espiritu Santo.
So, this is a journey not only for a person, but it's a journey for the whole church and fellowship.
Kining mga mapanaw, hindi lamang sa usa ka tao, kundi sa kinatibukan na kini, sa tanan niya, doon ay tinguhak na maluwas niya.
Now we are getting into the holy place.
Pero ang usulong na punta sa balaan niya namin.
And what is happening here, the nature of the furniture is changing from the judgment to gold, holiness. It means from the brass to gold.
Natatapa, kung makasulong na kami sa balaan niya namin, ang mga gamit din eh, dilit na po sama sa klase sa mga gamit niya sa gawas ng nabahin. Kundi dilit, mga bulawan ang usap. Kaya niyakin mga bronze yung pamanto.
So when we make the declaration, I am fully in,
o kaya naman ngayon ka na mag-declare ka na ako niya na kayo sa sulot.
That will bring me to another furniture.
Lalo po kayo makita din niya ang Oscar sa Galamiton.
And this is the lampstand.
Mitawag kini o kanang lampstand.
It can be called candlestick in your Bible, but there are no candles there. So it's more lampstand.
Gamay lang na suga na nagabalot.
And this is made out of pure gold.
O gibuha ka na o gigama gikan sa puro na bulawan.
Amen. And it represents
o naga representa na
it represents the unity of a man working together with God.
Naga representa na ikana sa sakatawang na nakikiusa nagabuhat sa Panginoon.
There is seven branches.
O gunay pito niya na sa mga sanga.
You can, yeah, I can actually make it here. That's very unique. This is one branch. The one which goes the whole way down. And number one represents Christ. Amen. And then you've got the other ones, and there is six together. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And six represents man.
Ang kanang numero sa nagrepresentar kana sa usa ka tao.
You know that the fullness of flesh, fullness of not godliness, it's 666.
Maode na siya ang ikanang numero sa nagrepresentar sa usa ka tao o nagrepresentar sa numero na 666.
And this is the number of the devil in the Bible.
Yes.
But it's not just a number. It has a spiritual meaning. And it means there is no God. There is only man without God, full rebellion. Amen. So I don't even want to number to be sitting there for too long. So here is one God, Christ, and six, and that equals seven.
One plus six equals seven.
Yes. So the cooperation of Christ working together with man brings the fullness.
Natato pa. Kung magalihok, magupan ang tao ang Diyos, doon ay kalihokan nga kinatibok ang gayon na pasakuno.
Sometimes you see that people do charity.
O sa'yo, makita na ito, mga mga tao nga magmugihatago.
Yes, they do things, they work. What is it? Emphasis only.
Okay.
It's man working.
Tao lamang ang nagpanglihok sa nagtrabaho.
So what's wrong with charity?
Charity?
Charity like God, good deeds.
Ano kung kung ano kayong niyan ng bayang mga buhat?
You go like you have Salvation Army and you giving to homeless and poor and government is doing charity.
Giving.
What's wrong with it? Well, there's nothing really wrong, but it's man only. It's not God.
Tao lang kumakala kana pagpangatag.
God, for some reason, decided He will not do it alone. He said it won't be one only.
Kaya ang Diyos wala mampot siya maglaro na siya ay magbuhat niya na.
I have a body. God says He's got a body to do it.
Na kinangan siya ng lawas aron sa pagbuhat niya na.
So you have, forgive me my simplicity in drawing. This is Christ.
Mao kini siya si Kristo.
And the Christ consists of two parts. The head.
The head of Christo tonight don't kabahin.
Which is Jesus Christ.
Mao apolo, una.
And he's only one.
You know he's a Christo?
And he will be always only one.
Or kusala yun nasiya.
But he's got a body.
Pero siya kompleto na nasiya.
This is the body of Christ. And the body of Christ composes of many members. Let me try to make a
lower.
This is Brother Leonard here. I hope it's right. Oh. Yes. And I have Brother Mark here.
Oh, a handsome man, no?
Yeah. No. You need to get a little bit of vision, brother. Sister Rita. Yeah? And another sister there. You know. And another brother here. There's nobody sticking out, huh? There's nobody partly in and partly out. So this is So this is the body, okay, body of Christ. So the Christ consists of one and six, the people.
Ang lawas ay nalangkob niini ang usa ug ang unom.
Amen.
Amen.
When the body is working together, it produces light. There are no windows in the room. It's like my room in the hotel here. There are no windows here. Yes. So it means if you don't switch the light on, there's no light. There is no strange light coming from outside. So the whole light is coming from cooperation. People and
Christ.
And if you would look on the lampstand, you would see a fruit on it.
Can you see it? You cannot see it.
But there would be nice carved fruit on it.
Dunay ni mong makita diha nga bunga, pero di man lagi makita.
Yes. And the fruit represents that you are bringing forth fruit of the Spirit.
Oh, kanang mao diha nga mga bunga naga
The flame, the fire is giving the light.
Hallelujah. Flame.
So this is the same thing Jesus speaks about, say, you are the light of the world. You don't take the light and hide it in a corner.
Oh, yeah.
You don't take the light and put it under a bushel.
Dilipon na yung atong sugata ng atong iso sa gantang ang takluban.
Amen? Amen. You take the light and you bring it high. Look at this.
O, kinanglan kung na sa sugata di pala na ang ipotang
kinatasin. Then it will be enlightening every man.
Mayagan o manandagan ang ipotang
ipotang. In John in the first chapter says, He is the light.
O, kaya sa huwag sa pagkulosahan ni Ngon nga, siya mao ang kahaya.
Then you read in Matthew 5 that you are the light.
Yeah, but in Matthew 5, nakanayon nga kita ang
kahayag. So who is the light?
Na isa man yung kahayag.
It is He and us working together.
Siya ay ang atong hino o kita nga masakop sa lawa na nakakuha.
So let's say if you are baptized and now you see the steps, you cannot be the light if you are not inside of the body. You cannot be baptized in the body if you are not baptized in the Holy Ghost and in the water properly.
You all this. You have to cover it later.
So you have the flames here. You see, you still don't see the.
I do not have time.
We notice the strength of that central leg is stronger than the other.
Okay. So you see here that the middle one is stronger and bigger than the others to make the difference between the head and the rest of the body. Alright, so you have to, as a next step, you will be working together with Christ.
So we can do one thing,
you will be led by the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, giniyahan kita uban sa Espiritu Santo.
The oil represents, the oil which is coming there, represents the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Ang kanyang oil niya ulan na nagrepresenta kana sa Espiritu Santo.
So you will be working under the anointing, amen, to bring forth the life and the fruit.
Nalagayon na kita uban sa dihog aron sa pag pagawa sa maong kalayo o bordahan.
You know, we could perhaps spend 1 week conference on each of the pieces, all right? But I need to move on for now, at least. The next furniture is table of showbread. It's like a table. And the priest had bread.
Ang sunod nga dalan ito mao sa dalan nila nga naay mga tinapay.
And
nakita ko ang showbread.
Yes. And the showbread, it was, it's actually here. You can see it here, if you could.
Can we see it a bit better now?
A little bit. You see the 12 loaves of bread. It is not a bread like this. It's kind of like a cake, like a shape.
Na agin mga tinapay kito tanto.
And we could speak about the crown and all these principles, but let me just mention briefly that it represents feeding on Christ. Yeah? So like eating. So how are we feeding on Christ? Why do we have to eat?
Do we
have to eat, by the way? One of the reasons why I'm a little bit in a hurry because we need to eat. Yes, I was told to finish around 12 because we need to eat.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if you stop eating? First, you lose strength. Yes? You lose strength. You are not strong enough. You cannot work so hard. If you are not eating long enough, you will eventually die.
Na kung dili ko sa makaon, labi na ako tatan ng panahon, ang pagkayo.
And don't forget, we are actually here, we are still in a growing process.
Oh, kailangan na din ito muli sa mga kita na niya karoon, hindi nga dapit.
So if you stop,
panahon sa pagtubo pa.
If you don't give your children who are growing food, they will not grow and prosper.
Kung wala tayo,
amen. So we need to feed on Christ to be able to grow. Be healthy. Have strength. And have life.
kinabuhi.
Amen?
Amen.
What is the thing we are supposed to eat?
Unsa ba ang mga butang atong gikinahanglan nga pagkain?
I know in the natural it's surely rice.
Ah, you know, natural nga pagkain sa lawas, kanin mo yun.
But in spiritual, what are we supposed to
eat? Unsa ba atong kanon?
Yes, the Word of God, isn't it?
Oh, ang pulong sa
Kanon. Amen, the Word of God.
Ang pulong sa Kanon.
We need to feed on Christ in many different directions. And the dimensions, what is the Word of God?
Kinahang lang nga, makatawang kayo kita sa tanang nakadayang klasik na pagkakaw siya ka Kristo.
Where do you have a Word of God?
Taas na matawang pulong sa Diyos.
The Bible.
Oh, ang Biblia.
Yes, Biblia.
Biblia, yes.
So, well, one Word of God, is there any other form of Word of God?
Is there any other form?
Any other form? What are we doing now? We are speaking the Word of God. So you are feeding on the Bible, but you are also feeding on other brother speaking a Word of God.
Oh, busa kita na nagkaon gyud kita sa pulong sa Dios, o nagkaon sa bisan gikan sa mga bata sa nakadayon ang mga tekstura.
Also, have you ever heard God speaking to you? To your heart?
Oh, busa magkadong sa kita na ang Dios mohong na to sa akin.
So it's also, isn't it, Word of God?
Bawag yapon. Pulong yapon ka na sa Dios.
You have to make sure it's balanced.
Oh, kikinanan lang mag-balance kayo.
And you need to make sure you know your Bible.
Oh, kinanan na siguro lang na nahibalo kita sa Biblia.
Because the Word of God can come from different sources, your ear, your brother, but it has to be in line with the Bible.
Oh, nahibalo lang kita na pulong sa Diyos, lagi kang isandiin sa atong talita, kadungok ka. Sa sulti sa atong mga kaigtunan, o labi na gayon sa Biblia na magbasa kita.
So like the Berean Jews, they were studying the scriptures, making sure what they are hearing from Paul is correct.
Sama sa mga Hudyo, kaniadto nga lamina ng patlo niya, gagisusik yung ilang mayo kung unsa gayon sa tinuon.
So I challenge you,
kung busa ako kamong giaba,
that you would write down your questions
na
then you will go home, study what you hear here.
Oh, sadya mo ulit ta, patuon ta, atong susihon o sa manang ano na tumong.
And bring your questions and ask.
Yeah, dan walang mga pangutana. Dili.
So, everything you hear must be in line with the Bible. So if somebody is speaking to you, you have your Holy Ghost and you have your Bible. So when you feed on Christ, make sure you are listening to the right preaching.
Or kailangan nga masusin ako niya kaya siya maka dulog ta, makabatid ta na kadaiyan ng mga pagkaon, masiguro na sa kumiya bagay yung kini sa Diyos.
So you are feeding the life, you are feeding on Christ, and the next furniture would be another altar.
So gikan niya sa kahaya, sa
this time,
din is sa pagkaon sa dala ko ilangin niya halarang din.
This time, the altar is golden altar for innocence.
Ay na po inaasal sa pagkala inusin siya.
For
halaran.
Incense.
Yeah. Incense. 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 Incense.
Forgive my English. My English is not my native language. My native language.
Na, halaran sa incense. Dili ko.
So, if you are afraid that the innocence will be burned here, don't worry.
No problem.
So, it is for incense. Okay?
Halaran sa incense.
And it represents our soul, sacrificing our soul.
kini isin sa naglarawan sa atong mga sakripisyo, sa atong mga sala.
And what is our soul? I see your body.
Nakita niya ang atong mga lawas.
Yeah, but you are more than body, aren't you?
Pero labaw pa man kung kita sa lawas.
You can show me your hand. You can show me your
tools. Yeah.
I can see your knee.
Ang atong mga tuhod, makita.
But where can I see your emotions?
Pero ang atong kung mga pagbati, asa man asa man kung makita niya, dinit niya ba?
The emotions.
Yeah?
Yes.
Na mga emosyon ako.
Do you have will? Yes.
Na ako tay atong kanang sa atong pagmulahan na.
Desires?
Na tay mga tingo ha?
Mind?
Na tay mga ako pagmulahan na.
Where are your desires?
You cannot see.
I cannot see, can I?
Yeah.
I cannot see. No.
Because all is inside.
So, the soul, it's a different dimension, isn't it?
Lahi ko na siya ng bahin.
If I open your body, I still don't find a soul.
Bisan pag nabrihin ang imong lawas, hindi ikin niya makita ang atong kalat.
So, what is it, soul?
Kung saan mo na ikin ang kalat?
Yeah.
These things I should do.
All right. So, I don't know if you can see it real good, and I'll be real brief. This is the soul of man, and it consists of four parts.
Ang kining kalat sa tao, dunay upat ka bahin niini.
And it is the mind,
nga mao ang hunahuna.
It is the emotions,
ang imong pagbati.
It is the will,
ang imong kabubuton.
And it is the desires,
ug ang imong mga pangandoy.
Amen. And we can explain later from Ezekiel why is it. So here, the soul, consisting of four parts, is sacrificed and given to God.
Na binigay natong upat ka parte, upat ka bahin sa itong kalat, mahimong ikasakripisyo.
So here, he's doing deeds in cooperation with Jesus. He's giving of Christ. But here, God wants and is after your mind.
Gusto sa Diyos, kining itatulong na bahin, gusto sa Diyos na kinagtahan atong ihatag ng ito kaniya.
He's after your will.
Bisan pa ang atong pagalingong pagkulungan.
He's after your desires and emotions.
Pangandoy yung mga pagbati.
Amen?
Amen.
He says, I want you to be thinking the thoughts I am thinking.
Gusto niya, matod pa sa atong Ginoo, na gusto na ito sa imong kamunahuna,
Brother David has a little projector here, which can project your thoughts of last week. Anybody interested? We can in the afternoon sit here and you can plug in your finger and it will project all your thoughts of last week. Anybody interested? Not yet, I suppose. No. By the way, he doesn't have it. He doesn't exist, thank God. Okay? So, the principle is, we need to reach the point where you can take your last week's thoughts and they can project it here and it will be pure and holy.
So, what is that in tinguhan na yun siya nga ang kalanan sa mga panghunahuna ng hip dili kung muagin na kung dili nga ato panghunahuna maasya na yun dito sa Ginoo.
The same desires
o mawasak gihan po sa mga pangatinguha o pangandoy sa atong kasingkating.
If somebody can open your heart and see the desires of your heart, they will be pure and holy.
O sabihan sa siho nung abrihan ang imong kasingkating sa kinalan nga mahimong kikining puro.
Amen. And as Jesus said, not my will, but thy be
done.
Amen. Emotions. You have to be able to laugh when God is laughing and cry when God is crying.
nalipay o kung mahuhilat at sama sa Ginoo kung mahuhilat.
When God is angry, you better be angry.
Oh, kanyan ang Diyos. Masuko, ikaw masuko ka.
But when God is compassionate, you better don't get angry.
Oh, kung ang Ginoo maluloyon, kanyan ang Diyos ko ka masuko.
Did you know God has emotions?
Naibaw ba mo nga ang Ginoo mabinatigon?
Do you believe God can get angry, by the way?
Yes.
Magbabasan mo nga ang Ginoo masukan mo po, masuko po.
Do you think God can get violent?
Violent.
Violent.
Na ang Ginoo violent.
Yes?
Yes, amen.
Jesus went into the temple, didn't he?
Ah, yeah.
And he came. Did he come to them and say, "Excuse me, would you please mind to take your money out of this house? This is the house of my father."
Pagkaon niya na inyong makulosya niya, oy, patayo ako. Kayo ayaw makulosya nito.
No, he comes and throws the tables and everything, lets the kettle go and the birds and the money changers, and say, "Get out of here!"
Iya yung ipang lintuan ang tanan yung palito, ipandatok ang ilang mga sinsilyo.
He was consumed by the zeal for a house of his father.
Oh,
hallelujah. We need to be consumed by the fire, by the zeal for the house of God.
Kinahanglan nga walay ato diha kung hindi ang kapagbulot ang Diyos sa Diyos may manadya sa iyang templo.
My children know me.
Men.
My children, they know me. When they disobey, they've forgotten to make the bed. I come and say, "Honey, you need to make your bed." When they disobey. I say, "Yes, you need to clean your bed and this."
Oh, music, oh, inananay niyo mga sayo, pato niyo, kayo hon.
But when I see them, that they hurt each other.
Pero kung makita niya na mo sinumbagay sa kuro.
Or somebody.
Oh, away na sila, eh?
I grab the girl or the boy, I shake her and say, "You will not hurt your brother."
Kapo, kita siya, yan doon na, ay pagdadaan na ikusyo.
Amen?
Amen.
Oh, yes. I physically grab them and I shake them and they are there, you know, because in my house we will not hurt each other.
Oh, that's why I'm not going to be able to do it.
And they know and they fear me as a father.
Oh, yeah, mga anak. Magtahog kayo si kaniya ingon nga ilan.
They love me as a father.
Oh, mahigog masab kaniya ingon nga ilan.
But they know there are certain things that will kindle a righteous anger.
Pero nahibalo po sila na kinangan magbantay po sila ng ilang mga sayo kay nahibalo sila na masuko ang ilang mga.
And if you would see that somebody in the body would be hurting somebody in the body, you need to rise up and say, "This is not right."
Oh, kita usap sa mga kita nga din sa lawas sa Ginoo. Na magkita kita nga din ay mag-away-away na mag-usap na diha. Inanan mo parok kita sa itong batlumot ang mga sitwasyon.
If you see the bear coming from outside and the bear going after one of the sheep, you go and you kill it.
So sama ko na sa kamananap ka bear. Nga gusto na mo matupok sa usap sa mga kanero. Inanan niya mo parok kita.
This is my brother. You will not go against my brother.
Oh, atong luwas na ato igdon. Oh, atong ino nang kaaway nga dili ka mahimong makapanghilabot sa my God.
Amen. So we have to have holy emotions.
Oh, ginahanglan nga dunay kita ibalaan nga mga pagbati.
And when my child comes and is in need.
Oh, sa making anak ang duol niya. Dunay panginahanglan.
You go down on your knees.
Muluhog, kumahimo muluhog ka.
And how you say, "What's wrong, honey? I'm here to help."
Oh, imugat sa mga sumana.
You are compassionate.
Oh, gato silang protektahan.
Patient.
Mapasinsya kita.
Loving.
Oh, mahiugmaon kanila.
Amen.
Amen.
God wants to change our emotions, our will, our desires, our mind to be holy as He is holy.
Okay, ang tinunog pangandoy sa Diyos nga ang tanan nga bayan sa atong kalag mamahimong abalaan para kaniya.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it's possible. It's available, brethren.
Oh, kung
Amen.
Amen.
And then we get into the Holy of Holies. There is another piece of furniture with little cherubims. Standing somehow, it's like a lid for a box.
Sa huli bunis, doon ay makita din niya ang duha ka anghel ng ang ilang takot ni abot sa dinding.
Do you see the cherubim standing there? They are standing, can you do a hand like this? They are standing like this, touching the wings. Okay? As you see here, they are touching with the wings, the two cherubims.
At makita ang larawan niya ang ilang mga takot ng abot kayo.
And
look at him.
They are bringing the covering.
Sila managdala sa pagtapon.
And the Lord is saying that when we come here, we will be covered.
O ang Ginoo na ngayon sa diya mag-aabot kita diha, bupasabot niya na kita na nakariyang pagtapon.
Covered by the glory of God.
Gitapunan kita sa iyang himaya.
Amen.
Amen.
And he is saying that he's telling us that we will be that nothing can come nigh to us. When they wanted to kill Jesus and it was not his time, he just walked in the midst of them. They wanted to push him over, and you know how crowded, don't you,
Philippines?
Imagine there is a crowd against you who want to stone you. And he would just walk through them. You wanna give it a try? Wait, so today you can go to Bangkok. Last week you can stay in Manila. Yeah, because we have all these different riots and things. Yeah, you know how it is. But nobody can touch your life before it's time to give it up.
Pero wala kayo makatatsar sa imong kalawasan sa dili pa mabot ang imong sukmang na panahon.
There are testimonies and testimonies of the devil trying to hit and destroy the brethren, and he could not because God gave us a foretaste of the protection.
Daghan kayo mga testimonyo ng tawag sa mga sitwasyon na itagok kasama niini. Ang demonyo gusto nga pasakitan ka pero dili kayo may itagok.
I understand there was a sister and into her house a thief, rubber cake.
Oh, doon ay sa palahong niya, doon ay sa kalabay, doon ay kawatan, isulog silang balay.
Amen? And he comes in, and she runs down and says, get out of my house.
Oh, kanina ka sulog siya, iyang giapog ang kawatan niya, pahawa, ikan niya sa balay.
But he's got a gun.
Pero na ay po silang mao kawatan.
And he goes and shoots into her.
Oh, kipusin siya.
Yes. And she goes down.
Tumba siya.
And she brings the gun and says, get out of my house.
Di paro ko po nagbalik ko siyang giapo ng mga kawatan.
And it screams and runs away.
Oh, nalisa ng mga kawatan. Kini ba po pa?
Amen. The only thing which was wrong with her, there were left little marks on her body.
Alakanin to sa sayang pinusilan kay Imas ni Marta. Ni Marta na sayang balik.
We've seen testimonies of that they tried to execute people, they couldn't execute them.
Doon ang po yung mga testimonyo na di pang execute sila, di walang yun, di pang daral, pero walang siya sa meta po.
There are testimonies, Apostle Paul, he beaten by a snake, nothing happened.
Doon ang po yung testimonyo na may tapos sa gipaan siya, Apostle Pablo,
God wants us to walk in this dimension of covering. But we cannot be walking and doing our own thing. There is a condition for it. Let me read quickly Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Salmo 91.
Verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Amen.
So
you have to dwell in the secret place of the Most High. And then you will be under the shadow of the Almighty. Covered. In other words, if you will be in the holy place, holy of holies, I mean, you will be covered by the Lord and protected. And from here, actually, when they are together, the ark and the lid, the mercy seat, then they are together, that forms the whole ark. And this is here in the midst when God came, His presence came into the Holy of Holies. So this is reaching the goal. So when we are on our journey, we are keeping in mind the goal, where we want to go.
Goal.
It's like if I want to get to Butuan. Okay. I am in a small village, but I'm still looking in Butuan. Yes, I want to get there. So the whole time we do all these things because we are reaching to the fullness. And we know when Jesus died, what happened? The veil in the temple has been turned up.
Amen.
Because He was the one who came the whole journey before us to show us it's possible and make it available.
Hallelujah.
And now we turn it off and it's open. We can go in. Maybe I'll do 17. where is God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of his promise the immutability of his counsel, confirm it by an oath, that by all immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we must have a strong consolation, who has fled for refuge, to lay hold upon the hope set before us.
Kapagpadayag ninyo ngayon sa mga manunod na saan, siya misukit o sa kapanumpa. Aron nga pinagin ninyo Tuhan sa mga butang na walay pagkausap, na tungod din ninyo mahimong umamakas ang Diyos, kita nga na ng panalagay o ng panalipdan, makapatong sa dagong kadating sa pagpangupot, yan ang paglaong mga butang sa pangatubangan.
Amen. And we say, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul.
Okay. Ginabato lang sa kinay ng siguro kung malipon na sinipig sa karat o sa kapaglaon na nakasunod gato sa kinasularan alampuan sa loyo sa tabi.
It's the anchor of our soul that the soul would not move. Amen?
Amen. Mawag ang angkla sa itong pagtuo na din ang atong mga kalagdibig matarot.
That our emotions, mind, will, desires will not be floating, but we are anchored.
Kinitanan yung mga bahin sa kalat, yung mga emosyon,
and which enters into that within the whale. Hebrews 6:19.
Inabatunan sa kinitingon na siguro, o malikon na sinipit sa kalat, o sa kapaglaong na nakasulog nito sa kanasulog ng alampuan sa loyo, sa tabi.
So, we are somewhere on the journey, but our hope is anchored into the Holy of Holies.
So, bisan din ito man kita ng bahay ng imong banaw, aduna na ikasiguruan tungkol kay aduna na ay angkla na naguna ang angkla sa pagtuo. Anong kita dilit matalo?
20, whether the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek.
Dito mo ka nato si Jesus na isulod na ingon na mag-uuna o nahimong labang sa ituti hangkot sa kahangkulan sumala sa lanay ni Melchizedek.
So Jesus went first as the firstborn son.
So po sa tingang Jesus kayo mo nahiuna na isulod na.
He also physically didn't go into the temple. He was spiritual by his life. He went through and proven it's possible to go into the fullness.
Yeah.
And Paul is saying, follow me as I follow Christ on this journey to the Holy of Holies. Hallelujah.
Amen. Nasa kanan ni Pablo ni Pablo na nangingon siya panangingon kamo kanako ingon nga ako nisunod ka bilang Jesus Cristo.
So fine if you make the steps and let's working towards the place. And I need to talk to you.
Sunod kita mula ka kita patulo minahampun niya makaabot kayo kita diya sa atong mga tinguhan.
So God bless you for now. Amen.